This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Less than a day after the House passed a sweeping health care overhaul, members of Congress, especially Democrats in swing districts, are closely watching reaction back home. In Colorado, freshman Democrat Betsy Markey voted against a previous overhaul bill, but for the Senate version that passed last night. She was already facing a tough re-election, and this could make winning even tougher. NPR's Jeff Brady visited Loveland, Colorado, to hear what Markey's constituents are thinking today.
Markey represents Colorado's sprawling and mostly rural 4th congressional district. As in the rest of the state, Republicans outnumber Democrats, and no one wins without the support of the third of voters who don't belong to a party. Laverne Newman of Loveland is one unaffiliated voter who's very upset with Congresswoman Betsy Markey today.
I think it was totally political, and she took a tank.
What do you mean?
She tanked. She went down because she put the pressure on her.
Newman doesn't buy Representative Markey's explanation that she changed her vote because her concerns about the cost of the overhaul had been adequately addressed. He wanted lawmakers to scrap the current bill and come up with a simpler version.
Very disappointed.
And do you think it'll hurt her in this district?
I sure hope it does. I'll do everything in my power to make sure it hurts her.
Most of the voters interviewed for this story aren't nearly that upset with Markey. In fact, most say they don't know what to think yet because they don't really understand what the health care overhaul bill will do. Markey must now spend time and money convincing constituents that her vote was a good choice. In a fundraising letter sent out Sunday, Markey said she's likely to become a big target for conservative groups that want to unseat her. She'll rely heavily on the few die-hard Democratic supporters like Mary Williams, who believe Markey helped make history Sunday night.
We just watched the whole thing on TV last night, and it was just like, it was patriotic, it was wonderful, and it's like, I liked what Obama said about it being common sense.
On Saturday, President Obama singled out Representative Betsy Markey as an example during a speech to Democratic lawmakers. He talked about a local newspaper, the Coloradoan, that had opposed both the House and Senate versions of health care overhaul. But that changed after Representative Markey said she would vote for the Senate version.
And lo and behold, the next day, that same newspaper runs an editorial saying, you know what, we've considered this, we've looked at the legislation, and we actually are pleased that Congresswoman Markey is supporting the legislation.
It's clear Markey's opponents see an opportunity to win back her traditionally Republican seat, though. Shortly after the vote was announced Sunday night, one of Markey's Republican challengers, State Representative Cory Gardner, issued a statement saying if he's elected next November, he'll work to repeal the overhaul. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Loveland, Colorado.